Total Country Bob FM. John Schneider, Love You Ain't Seen the Last of Me. Great song. That's from 1987, and John was in his heyday making hits. And, of course, a big part of his life, the Dukes of Hazzard. And John is with us right now to talk about those things, to catch up, and he's going to tell us what he's up to now. Good morning, John Schneider.
Hey, good morning. Well, it's so great to hear that song on the radio.
Yeah, and we play your songs. We have your songs, a number of your tunes, Country Girls, Sound of the Tone. We've got all those in our regular rotation.
Yeah, Sound of the Tone. That was another one that was, I think that was on the same album as Love You Ain't Seen the Last of Me, which was Take the Long Way Home. I'm sorry, You Ain't Seen the Last of Me.
Yeah.
And we were the first people, actually I was the first country artist to record digitally.
Wow.
Had an inkling that that analog was on its way out, so we went out and we bought a couple of 32-track Mitsubishi decks, and I was the first artist to record digitally and the first artist to use samples, which you hear some really cool samples. That's not a real B3 that we're playing in Love You Ain't Seen the Last of Me.
Huh.
It's a sampled B3. And I was the first country artist to do a video, a music video, and that was on song called I'm Gonna Leave You Tomorrow. So how about all that?
That's good trivia. That's good trivia, sir. What was it like moving from analog to digital, being kind of the first guy who did it?
It was scary because the hiss of analog kind of hides a lot of things.
Right.
And not that there are bad things in there, but all of a sudden when you can hear the sound of silence, then you can hear guitarists, acoustic guitar players breathing. You can hear squeaks on a fretboard that you normally wouldn't hear. You can actually hear pedals on a piano. So when Matt Rawlings is playing the piano, he's pretty aggressive on the pedals, and you can all of a sudden start to hear that, and that became an issue at first. And everybody overthought it at first, but it was just amazing. Because when there was no noise, there was no noise.
Yeah.
And on analog, when there's no noise, kind of like when you're playing vinyl, when there's no noise, you still hear the needle on the vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
But so it was pretty cool. And we also had to isolate the musicians a whole lot more than you had to before. So we had to have more soundproofing and all kinds of stuff. You know, it led to a whole different kind of music. But here's another thing I'm the first artist to do is we are releasing a song a week for all of 2018.
Wow.
We've got 52 songs, and we're releasing one every week. And a lot of the band members you just heard in Love You Ain't Seen the Last of Me, they're the ones playing on this new stuff as well. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
And that new
having a great time.
That new project, we're talking with John Schneider, that new project is called Odyssey, 52-song collection. And there's some pretty big names on that collection on Odyssey, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of great people, a lot of great musicians, a lot of great singers and songwriters. On a couple of tunes, we've got great friends of mine that I managed to keep relationships with over the years, like T. Graham Brown and Tanya Tucker and T.G. Shepherd and Bobby Bear and Confederate Railroad,
wow.
Mark Wills, John Connolly, on and on and on. Great bunch of folks came in to try something new. So they're all singing on the Dukes of Hazzard song that we redid, and also on a Mac Davis tune that Mac wrote a number of years ago that nobody's ever cut, and I don't know why. It's a hoot. It's called No Mas Cerveza. And it's a great song. If you want to see adults acting silly, go to my John Schneider Studios Facebook page and watch the, it's not a video, but it's a live rendition of
wow.
Several margaritas in at a Mexican restaurant in Baton Rouge.
that's a recipe for excitement and fun right there.
Oh yeah, it was fun. It was, and oddly enough, I'm driving and I just drove by Whiskey Hill Road. So perfect.
Oh, it's perfect. Yeah, I mean, it's all coming together. Speaking of all coming together, is it too early to do a yeehaw like you used to do on the Dukes of Hazzard?
I don't know. I might. Man, I got to roll the window down if I'm going to yeehaw. Hang on a second. Let's see.
Oh, it's perfect.
That's kind of in there.
who was better at the Yeehaw? Was it you or Tom Wopat?
Oh, me.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Oh, me.
Absolutely. You had the pipes. And, you know, Tom...
Absolutely, but he could run. I could never run.
Who was best at the hood slide?
Oh, I actually would say him.
Yes.
Him. I think Tom is better at that. But somebody just showed me a video that I had forgotten about. I actually slid over the roof. I did the only roof slide.
Oh, my goodness. I don't remember that.
Yep, I didn't either, but we were running out of the police station, and, you know, the curbs are like 6 inches tall, and it was easier for me to go over the roof than it was for me to go around and over the hood, so I just went over the roof.
Did you ever get an injury doing some of those things on the old set of the Dukes of Hazzard?
No, only to my ego, right. If I ever missed the door. when we first started, we obviously we hadn't jumped in the windows of a car before,
no.
And what we realized very quickly was the first order of business is to remove the door lock button.
Right.
Because it's in a very, very bad spot.
It's an iconic car.
Enough said.
It's an iconic car. What was it like working where the car was almost a bigger star? Dare I say that?
It would be an out-and-out lie if you did say that. It's a myth. Because I tell you what, when Bo and Luke left the show for 18 episodes, it went from top 5 to number 65 out of 66 shows.
Yeah.
So, and the car was still there, so I'd have to give you a red X on that.
Yeah, I remember the Corey and Vance days. They did their best, but they just weren't Bo and Luke.
They did, but bless their hearts.
Yes.
You know, they just it was an impossible task because the writers didn't really change. They didn't change anything. They just named these two guys by two different names. They gave them the same clothes.
Yeah,
and it was. It was impossible, but it was a great show, and it's still, you know, there's still people, obviously, who grew up watching it, still watch it, and their children are watching it now, which I think is really quite amazing, because no other show from that era is going to get the attention of a 12-year-old in 2018, but the Dukes of Hazzard somehow still manages to get a new generation. Every time a generation comes up, they don't seem to ever... pass over the Dukes of Hazzard, and I think it's just great.
Yeah, it's. I mean, the staying power of the show is amazing. And I don't know if you knew this. We're talking with John Schneider. Today is Denver Pyle's birthday. He would have been celebrating a birthday on this day.
I did not know that,
Uncle Jesse.
And I think that's fantastic because we are going to a radio station not far from Waxahachie, Texas, and that is where Denver Pyle is from.
I didn't know that.
Waxahachie, Texas. Yep, I used to go do Uncle Jesse's Big Mouth Bass Tournament in Waxahachie. So, yeah, he was what a delightful man. I have a DVD that we sell out of the store called Behind the Scenes with Bo, and I was just watching it 2 days ago. It was when we did the first reunion movie. And Denver was still with us, and I've got an interview there with him, and I hadn't forgotten, but it was really nice to be reminded of what a wonderful, wonderful statesman Denver Pyle was. I miss him every day. He was a sweetheart.
For you, John, what came first? Was it the love for music or for acting?
Honestly, it was musical theater, so they were both at the same time. I used to do in elementary school. I did musicals. Had some great music teachers in elementary school and then in high school. So it seemed to me like they always went hand in hand. And oddly enough, it's the same with Wopat, because when we met in the restroom, and I saw
at the Boar's Nest.
There was a guitar. It was a guitar sticking out from under a stall in a guitar case. And I said, hey, what kind of guitar is that? You know, you hear the echoey voice, it's the Yamaha. And we actually spoke about music before we laid eyes on each other. And our mutual love for not only guitar and country and folk music, but our mutual love for musical theater like Guys and Dolls and The Music Man and Annie Gets Your Gun and all kinds of different shows like that, made it so Wopat and I had a tremendous amount of history even before we really had met. So we were best friends right from the get-go, and it had a lot to do with our love for music and musical theater specifically.
And you've done theater, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've both done a bunch of Broadway, and we both continue to do theater. The last thing I did was in Chicago on Broadway.
Wow.
And I think Tom has done a bunch more since then. But it's great. It's great to have that. It's a great way to go back and resharpen your skills. There's nothing like live theater to really keep you on your toes, which is a lot like going on stage. And when I go and I perform these the songs like You Ain't Seen the Last of Me, or I'm Gonna Leave You Tomorrow, or I've Been Around Enough to Know, or The Sound of the Tone, or any of these the new songs, it's a great way to keep you on your feet, you know, because you really have to be able to play not only a song and an instrument, but you have to really be able to play an audience and know what song you need to do next and know exactly how to make sure that people are having a great time. Because it's all about the audience, always all about the crowd.
John,
hopefully there's a crowd.
Yes, exactly. You show up and hope there are people there. Your country music influences. How did you get into country? You know, your first song was It's Now or Never, which is a great Elvis. You have some influences. You guys always had great country artists that showed up at the Boar's Nest and in Hazard County.
Oh, yeah. We had our first great guest star on Dukes was Loretta Lynn. But she acted in the show. She was going to be kidnapped. Find Loretta Lynn. That was. But my influences, as far as especially country music go, I loved Conway Twitty. Loved Loretta Lynn. Big Johnny Cash fan because I was born in 1960, so Johnny's show was on in the late 60s, I believe. I used to watch him every week with my grandmother. So my country roots are solid. Eddie Arnold, of course, we used to watch Hee Haw every week. Who didn't?
Right.
And Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. I used to love to see them occasionally on the Beverly Hillbillies. It seemed like wherever you went, there was country music in some regard. Even in there was a great movie called Cat Ballou. And that was Stubby Kaye and Nat King Cole. And Nat King Cole kind of singing country music. So I always loved it. Then, of course, when Dukes of Hazzard started, I would go on television shows like The Dinah Shore Show and Mike Douglas and Merv Griffin. And I even sang on the Academy Awards. And I was the kind of the guy from that show that also sang. I wound up on just about every show you could imagine. But it was the People's Choice Awards where I sang a Lionel Richie song called Still that got the attention of the Scotti Brothers. And Scotti Brothers were the folks I worked with when I did It's Now or Never. And that was a thrill for me because my producer was Robbie Porter, who had produced all the Air Supply music. So it was a pretty cool time for me. Really great time for me.
I love Air Supply. Do you sing any of the Air Supply tunes?
I do not sing any of the Air
Lost
Supply
in love.
Tunes.
Lost in Love, Every Woman in the World. You know, John,
right?
That's me right on the money. That sounded even good over the phone. You still got it.
Oh,
man.
Hey,
still,
there we go.
You
still That's because you had me warm up with my Yeehaw.
That's right. The Yeehaw. It clears the carbon out of the carburetor. There's a goal.
That's well put.
Yes.
That's well put.
John, we could talk forever. Thank you so much for the time. You were up in Alaska.
You are welcome. And hey, let me plug my website.
Yes.
Come on out to johnschneiderstudios.com. Or just go to John Schneider Studios on Facebook, like my Facebook page, and you'll find out everything about me from there. That's where I post where I'm going to be, where I've been, what new songs are coming out. Next week is a great song called Sound of a Breaking Heart, so be ready for that. Comes out on Tuesday. And I will see you down the road.
All right. Really do appreciate the time. Again, everybody look for Odyssey. Great. It's just an outstanding project that John is involved in. And we'll look for you on the reruns of Dukes and Smallville and Desperate Housewives and State.
Right. Visit. And the Haves and Have Nots. You know, that show is on right now.
Yeah.
So
right
check
now.
Out the Haves and Have Nots.
Thank you, John.
Tyler Perry Show.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, my friend. Take care. Say hi to your brother.
We'll do that. You stay in hot pursuit, would you? Thank you very much. John Schneider with us here, Bo Duke, and of course Superman's father on Smallville and so many other things, and of course the great music that we feature here on Bob FM. Keep it right here because we mentioned Denver Pyle. We've got some Denver Pyle coming up, so keep it here for that. It is his birthday. It's all part of the almanac on the way on Bob FM.